Welcome, everybody. We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Panorama Public Infrastructure Districts 1 through 5 this Tuesday, July 14th, 2026, at 2:03 p.m. The meeting is being held both at the offices of York, Hall, and South Jordan and at the Harriman City Library. Let's do a quick roll call today. For our meeting minutes, my name is Tom Jolly and I'm District Counsel.
Shanna Bedard, District Counsel Paralegal.
Brian
Brian Campbell.
Flam, Board Member.
Nate Shipp, Board Member.
Ryan Campbell, Development.
Shelby Clymer with
And I'm here.
CLA. Sorry, Ryan, didn't mean to cut you off.
No, we're good.
Okay, we're just going to follow our agenda. It shouldn't take long today. Let's do our first preliminary action item. For efficiency purposes, we just want to combine the meetings for all five districts, 1 through 5. Do we have a motion to approve combining and conducting the meetings for all five districts?
This is Nate, so moved.
This is
Second.
Brian. Brian, I'll second it.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by a quorum of the board. Let's move to our public comment portion of the meeting. To allow any type of public comment, do we have a motion to open the public meeting portion of the, excuse me, the public comment portion of the meeting?
This is Nate, so moved.
Brian, I second it.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. The public hearing portion of the meeting is now open. Just for the record, do we have any members of the general public participating in today's meeting who want to speak or give input concerning the district's business? I can confirm there's no one here at the offices of York Hall. Ryan, you got any members of the public there in the library?
I can confirm that there are no public
Okay,
people
and
in the public here.
We don't have any members of the public participating via the Zoom link today. So we can now entertain a motion to close the public hearing portion of the meeting.
This is Nate. On the basis that this is a new dumb rule, I so move.
Second?
As emphatically, I'll second that.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's move to our consent items. First consent item is to approve the draft minutes for the district's board meeting that was held on April 20th, 2026. Those minutes were put in the board packet. Are there any questions on the minutes?
I don't have
okay.
any.
Do we have a motion to adopt the minutes of the April 20th, 2026 board meeting?
This is Nate. I so move.
We have a second.
Brian, I second it.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Moving to our second consent item to ratify and approve any payment and requisition requests made since the last board meeting. This is a requirement of the acquisition and reimbursement agreement that the district has signed. So do we have a motion to approve and ratify payment applications and requisition requests made since the last board meeting held in April?
This is Nate. I so move.
I second it.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. We're going to move to our only action item, which is to consider accepting the Q2 financial statements for calendar year 2026. So Shelby, I'll turn the time over to you and let you walk the board through the Q2 financials.
Okay, will do. Board, I'm going to go through these pretty high level. So June 30 financial statements, total assets for the district were about 30.6 million. Just under 19 and a half was in the capital projects fund. I would note that subsequent to June 30, there was just under $1 million processed from those project funds. So about 18.4, 18.5 million remaining as of today. The funds in the debt service funds are restricted for the general obligation and the assessment bonds. And then about 52,000 is a portion of the working capital fund that was funded from those assessment bonds. Total accounts payable were about 17,000 as of the end of second quarter. For the general fund budget to actual expenses are about 15,000 compared to the annual budget of 51,000. I will comment that accounting we're trending a little bit higher than the annual budget. Most of that's just due to kind of audit prep, and this was the first year, but working to kind of manage within that annual budget that was set through the remainder of this year. Auditing fees, we expect those to be sent to the district and invoiced here in the next few weeks or so. And then moving to the debt service fund 2025, these are the general obligation bonds. There was an interest payment made on March 1st of $532,000 as scheduled. And then for the assessment bonds here, we had an $86,000 interest payment made on June 1st. And then this transfer from other funds represents capitalized interest in the reserve funds that were established from the bond issuance. Then lastly, the capital projects fund just again kind of hit some high-level items here. The bond issuance proceeds, $11.1 million. Again, that's the assessment bonds that were issued in April. And then total costs that have been presented to the district for payment this year, about $11.9 million. Portion of that has been reimbursed to the developer primarily for some land costs. And then the remainder primarily going to the vendors for the capital expenditures. So again, about $19.5 million remaining there as of the end of June. Any questions? Any further detail you'd like me to go into?
No, that's pretty clear to me.
Okay.
Clear to me as well.
If we're paying interest, we ought to spend the money, Ryan. Keep building.
Yeah.
We're going as fast as we can, so
Build faster,
faster,
Ryan.
faster. That's what I'm going to say.
So, if there are no more questions, do we have a motion accepting the Q2 2026 financial statements for the districts?
In light of the incredible report we've received, yes, I think it's very accurate. I would move to approve this motion.
That's a very good motion, Nate. I'll second it.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Nate, that's about the most animated I've ever heard you. So I don't know if you're feeling okay or
We're doing great today.
maybe you should go check on him, Brian.
It's making me nervous.
I know. All right, well, we're going to go to our next item, which is the administrative non-action items. There are none listed on this, so just quickly ask the board if there are any non-administrative action items that you would like to bring up on our board meeting today.
I don't have any action items, but I do have a question about but I can probably wait till we close the meeting and then we can just talk about it really quick.
Okay, sounds great. If there are no further questions or items to bring up, we can now entertain a motion to adjourn, and we better give this one to Nate, Brian, given his mood.
I'm going to keep this one really short. I so moved to close the meeting.
I second it.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. We stand adjourned. Will you please stop the recording?